The Lord is with us, our dwellers, and he's blessed us with a message tonight, which I think might clear up some apprehensions and worries that have been hanging in the air. I came into prayer tonight with a lot of questions, really, and unfortunately not all of them got answered, but I think one of the most important ones did. And today the Lord told us to buy wood and prepare for the winter. Interesting, huh? So when I came into prayer, thinking about all the talk about September and all the postulations and prophecies about September, I have to tell you that I have not had one internal witness to anything that's being said about September. And I know there are a number of things that are coming to a head then, but the internal thing that I'm tuned to is the rapture, and I've had no indication from the Lord at all of the possibility of a rapture in September. In June was another matter. I had very strong promptings internally that the rapture was about to take place. But as I've spoken in other videos, the Lord told us basically that our prayers had forestalled that, and now I understand why. One of our listeners, Sarush, who is a former Muslim, shared with me some very exciting news. Claire, Ezekiel, and Carol, remember there were some videos you put up a little time ago regarding ISIS and how Jesus was asking us to pray for them? Well, I just heard a video of a man witnessing that all the people are changing over in Iran and Muslim countries, and how even some of the worst people have been touched, how the Muslims are going into Christianity, and how their youth are listening to the faith of the little ones dying for Christ. I'm amazed. I can see and understand better why Jesus is asking us to pray and to delay the rapture. You have to listen to it. The video's name is Joel Richardson. Iran will start regional war soon. ISIS will be wiped out. Turkey will respond. Your ministry is real and so accurate with what is going on. Well, thank you, Sarush. We appreciate that. And it's always wonderful to hear a confirmation of what the Lord is doing and what he's told you. It really helps, you know, sometimes to be confident in the Lord and that he's trustworthy. So that's part of what I wanted to share with you. Guys, our prayers are being answered for the souls in the Middle East. And there is a beautiful, beautiful conversion underway in the Middle East, a revival. And now the Lord had told me that there would not be a revival before his coming, but he was referring to the United States. He was not referring to the world outside of the United States. And he again made that clear tonight. I'm going to go ahead and share with you now. Lord, I have so many questions. He replied, I know. Let's begin here. I'm not coming back in September. Men have plans, but I have my own way of doing things. There is revival going on in Iran and other countries hard hit by ISIS, and it will continue. I really want all of you to continue praying for them. You will have much fruit to rejoice over in heaven, much sweet fruit. And I'd like to say as an aside here, I can testify to that because I know a couple of Muslims who have been converted and accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they are very tender, beautiful, spiritual souls. Very beautiful. I wanted to say here that Tertullian, one of the church fathers from the first few centuries, said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. So this is to be expected, that as people are being martyred, there's mass conversions going on as well. Same thing happened in Africa and Uganda and in other countries in Africa. Tremendous revival went on. So any place you see bloodshed, you're going to know that there's going to be revival afterwards. So the Lord continued, "You are partakers of that harvest, even though you are thousands of miles away. And other countries will experience a certain degree of revival as well. America, however, will stay as she is." "But Lord, what about the financial collapse?" He turned his head sideways and let out a deep breath. "Have I spoken to you about a financial collapse?" "No, Lord, you haven't." He continued, "Many continue to postulate based on the Old Testament. I am the fulfillment of the Old Testament, and this is the new dispensation. It seems clever and intelligent to combine the two, but didn't I say you cannot put new wine into old wineskins? Why, then, are you doing that?" "Lord, honestly, I thought I was backwards for not honoring the Jewish customs like a lot of other Christians are right now." "I am the fulfillment of all the customs. Honor me, and you honor all that I want you to honor, without getting mixed up in religion all over again. A new wineskin has never been used before. It is untainted by old wine. It is without the savor of the old. It is totally fresh. It has no stains from previous use. It's pliable and stretches with the fermenting process. You are all new wineskins as you are baptized and born again. Please, do not go back to the religious customs of the Hebrews. I set you free from those and inspired new customs. Please, if you must honor customs, honor those customs I instituted. Knowledge of the law and ancient customs leads to a certain spiritual pride, a religious spirit, the spirit of the Pharisee. I set you free from all of that. Do you understand, Claire? Men are secure in rules and regulations. They feel fulfilled when they dot the I's and cross the T's. But that's not my way. I want security to rest solely in a one-on-one relationship with me. The old religious customs are beautiful, but binding. I came to set you loose from the fetters of the old ways. Many, many times they violated charity. That is why I'm done with them. Didn't I make myself clear? New wineskins, new fabric. Oh, I wish my children would abandon their own ways of thinking. It is so much easier to dot the I's and cross the T's than to hunger and seek a relationship with me until it is accomplished. To examine your conscience daily, to take up your cross daily. Fulfilling the law brings a satisfaction that is hollow, loaded with opportunities for pride. I deliberately broke away from that. Oh, my children, follow me, not my ancestors. I know you're tired of hearing it, but so much time has been spent on empty postulating of when this will happen and when that will happen. Perhaps after September, by November, I'll have a birthday present. My people will see that I'm not bound by the old laws, and they've been wasting valuable time honoring what I declared dead a long time ago. And please do not use this as an opportunity to squabble over my date of birth. Yes, I know this will not be a popular message, but it needs to be said. Pay heed, my people. Do not get entangled in religiosity. Do not suppose I'm confined in the Pharisees' box. We butted heads a long time ago, and never have we been reconciled yet. I did not honor all their ways. In fact, I openly contradicted many of their man-made rules. What do you suppose I meant when I said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier provisions of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. I didn't say by keeping of the law all people will know that you're my disciples. The law has authority over some only as long as that person lives. But you've been baptized into my death. You're buried with me through baptism and raised in newness of life, because I set you free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, there's no longer any condemnation for you who are in me. I am freeing you from those, but calling you to faithfulness in seeking me until you find me. And many of you are on the verge of establishing a relationship with me. I am fine-tuning you. I speak to you regularly. Some of you are beginning to recognize my voice. Are you looking for thunderclaps? Did I come in a gentle breeze? Oh, so many of you are hearing me clearly, but not recognizing me. I'm putting an end to this, though. You will recognize me, and we will converse familiarly together. Hang in there. You are so close to a breakthrough. And I sensed at that point that he wanted me to share with you what's on my heart and mind right now. And that's that I'm excited to share with you a teacher that I just found. He's been around for quite a long time, but I respect him for his ability to communicate how simple it is to hear the Lord. His name is Mark Verkler, Communion with God Ministries. And I'm going to share with you just a little from the interview where he explains how easy it is to hear God's voice. By the way, he gives seminars on how to hear the Lord's voice, and he absolutely guarantees them or your money back if you don't hear from the Lord. That's pretty awesome. Guys, it's not as hard as the enemy has tried to make you believe. So many of you think that I'm chosen to do a special job. Well, that's partially true, but the ability to hear the Lord is not my exclusive property. I'm not on some kind of a pedestal because he's speaking to me. All of you have that ability to hear him. It's simply a matter of tuning. It's an acquired skill, just like typing. But there are several mental blocks that you have to overcome because you're so used to being told by the enemy that you can't hear the Lord, or that the Lord doesn't speak to you, or that you're not worthy, or God never speaks to me, or I don't have that gift. I mean, the enemy has just loaded you guys down with all kinds of lies to keep you from accomplishing this. And what I want to tell you tonight is that I finally found a teacher who makes it so ABC simple, and I do mean three steps, ABC, that you just can't miss it. What I'm going to do for the remainder of this message is share with you clips from his video as he was being interviewed. And I want to encourage you all to press in and to trust the Lord and buckle down, because I don't think we're going anywhere anytime too soon. Love you all. God bless you.